Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus. Love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
What's going on?
So Beyonce is dropping her much-awaited country album called Country Carter on March 29th. And now she's kind of explaining why she decided to go with a country genre. And I actually have never been more excited to hear it after hearing her reason. So she's written this whole thing on Instagram, and she said the album was, quote, born out of an experience that I had years ago when I did not feel welcomed, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. Now, she doesn't go on to say what specific incident it was, but back in 2016, she performed with the Chicks at the CMA Awards, the Country Music Awards. And right after that, she received a lot of backlash and a lot of racism-fueled backlash, which was horrible for her, just because she performed at the Country Music Awards, saying things like she doesn't belong on a country platform and far worse things. So she used that energy back in 2016. She held on tight to that energy. She did her research on country music. And now, in 2024, is dropping a country album.
Talk about turning a negative into a positive there.
Right? I just love that story. And I just love that she has done this, taken that energy, as you said, Rossi, and turned into a positive. I cannot wait for that album. Country Carter drops next week on March 29th. And she also said that there will be some surprise collaborations on there, which is pretty cool.
There we go, Beyonce.
The James Bond talk is back again every few months. This comes back with a new name. This time, the rumor is that British actor Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond. Johnson recently spoke out about being connected to the role, saying, quote, "It's charming and wonderful that people see me in that role. This is not confirmed. No one has said anything yet. This is just the rumor that he's been offered the role." If you're wondering, where have we seen Aaron Taylor Johnson? He played John Lennon in the biopic back in 2009, Nowhere Boy. I don't know if you've seen that, Rossi.
Yeah.
That was him.
I love that film, yeah.
That was him. He won a Golden Globe for his work in Nocturnal Animals. He was in Anna Karenina, Godzilla, Tenet. So maybe he's going to be the next James Bond.
Oh, he was in Tenet and Godzilla. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Tenet was Christopher Nolan, I think.
Correct. So he's definitely had a good career behind him, but let's see if he actually gets the role. And finally, Dr. Dre has finally gotten his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Eminem and 50 Cent were some of the stars by his side. Snoop Dogg is the one who presented Dr. Dre with the award.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for taking the call from Warren and Dr. Dre in 91. Now take a look at us. Over 30 years later, and we still on the grind in the studio. And you still make me do every line 100 times. And I thank you for that, perfectionist. I thank you for being a perfectionist and always pushing me to be great. You always bring out the best of the dog, Dr. Dre, and that I do appreciate. There would be no Snoop without Dre. Together we created magic in the studio, and our collaborations have left a mark on the world of music. Our partnership has been legendary. Congratulations on this well-deserved honor, and welcome to my f***ing neighborhood. Get your walk on, cuh.
There you go. Snoop Doggy Dogg. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.